All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I pray that anyone here that the Lord, the testimony that he's blessed me with, I pray that it would reach your ears, that he'd open your heart, your mind, and your soul. If these words do reach you and they mean something, I want to be known as the Lord that speaks through us. He reaches for us. And he loves us. And so I hope this can be a great encouragement to some in the church. At the age of 22, my life was brought to a crossroads. I was engulfed, beaten, bruised by the sin that I believed would bring me satisfaction. From the time I was young till then, the more I lived, the more I lost track of God. I became bitter, and my soul was sick. When Jesus truly called me, I was cornered, hopeless, without a reason to live. Why do we do the things that hurt us, hurt others, lie, manipulate, cheat, abuse drugs? It never helps. Never cures what is truly broken. Only Jesus' love and mercy can cure sickness. When Christ saved me, he saved me from eternal death apart from him. When you truly know how scary of a realization that is, he gave me hope of a better tomorrow. While still a sinner, he still gave me his goodness, pleading with me, showing me his love. He gave me food to eat, water to drink, friends, family, sight in my eyes, breath in my lungs. Every single gift was from him, and is still now. I was so naive, and still am in many ways. I treated those wonderful gifts like dirt because I could only think about myself. It is me who is ugly, yet Christ calls me loved. While in the flesh, I will be susceptible to sin. I will fall. I will stumble. But the Lord will perfect his love for me. He will pick me up. He paved the way for us on this earth so that we will be with him in the next life, where neither the flesh, or death, or sin, or the evil one will have ground to stand over us. Only the loving faithfulness and glory of Lord Jesus Christ, our rock, will stand. There's truly no God like the one holy true God. Who can question his ways? Who can question his will? We need him, all of us. There's nothing without him. I thank the Lord that he opened my eyes, ears, and spirit to the truth of Lord Jesus Christ. For no other reason but to complete a good work and perfect his love in me to grow my love for him. I thank the Lord for the people saved every day, reconciling the lost back to him. We are not promised an easy life on this earth. In the flesh I am weak, but in the spirit I am strong. I pray the Lord will strengthen the Spirit's presence in this church, that the flesh will be made obedient in every way to Christ, to walk and follow Jesus as he guides our steps, unknown to us, yet known to him. This is why I'm being baptized, not for my salvation, but because Christ calls me to do so, that my testimony may be used by God so others may be rejoiced in the I am, the Alpha and the Omega, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For the old man was buried beneath these waters and laid to rest on the cross at Calvary. Amen.